part of the reason why we're here is because so many people are biblically illiterate. They do not know what the Bible actually teaches. And so you be sure and gather around today, because this is going to be a really good day for UNT students to learn the difference between how to twist the Bible or how to teach the Bible plainly and accurately. We on? So today I am sporting, here, come this way, Wally, come this way. Yeah, we have a fire brimstone preacher with us today, guys. Gather around, he's performing miracles in front of us. He's speaking in other languages and woo! We there? Okay, so I just wanted to make a little plug for my new t-shirt. It's called No to Pride, and why? It's kind of complicated. I know it's kind of hard for people to understand, but here's the reason why. Because pride is sin. That's why. And homosexual pride is something that is being taught to our culture, to our nation, to the students on this campus day and night. That homosexual pride is must accept or else. That's basically what you're being told. If you don't celebrate pride, homosexual pride in particular, then you will pay the consequences. You'll be labeled bigoted, homophobic, you'll be labeled evil, you'll be labeled something other than a good person, that's for sure. And so I just wanted to make a statement today and let people know that according to the Bible, pride is sin. It was the pride of the devil that led to his demise. It was the pride of man that led to their devices. It is the pride of man that leads people astray to follow their own way, to follow the counsel of their own heart, to follow their own mind, their own thoughts. Instead of following God's thoughts, people, because of their pride, make themselves God. They are the standard. They are what is good and right. And so throughout the day today, I'm going to ask Wally that while I'm preaching throughout the day, he turns and turns the camera and shows people the t-shirt I'm wearing today and why people are going to be probably exercised about it today. But it's to make a statement that I personally will not bow to this God of pride that our culture has erected. The students on this campus are so young, many of them have no idea that they are born with a worldview that tells them, if you don't celebrate sexual immorality, you are evil. I mean, the Bible says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Now, a little word on my Pentecostal friend here. I've been preaching the gospel at UNT for over 10 years. This man wants to come show up, preach where I preach, and preach a totally foreign message to the Bible. Because what he's talking about is not what the Bible teaches. Furthermore, if you want to get a kick today, if you want to see something exciting, he's speaking in other languages. You might want to come and listen, because he's backing up his Pentecostalism today, boy, I tell you what. And now, if anybody has questions, see, a Pentecostal will not do this. Now we can turn it. A Pentecostal will, somebody like this will not give you a microphone, will not interact with you rationally about your questions, cognitively, logically, historically, biblically, exegetically. You know what he's going to tell you? He's going to tell you what you want to hear. Give me a hug. Give me five. As long as you say Jesus loves you, then the Bible says, woe to you if all men speak well of you. This man is patting people's back all the way to hell. So basically, and you know what? He's a hypocrite, because on the microphone, not too long ago, he came up here and told me he believes homosexuality is a sin. He believes in hell. He believes that God will condemn sinners. And here he is now deceiving people into thinking that his only message today is that Jesus loves you. Yeah, right. There's one thing about UNT students, if you've known me for any period of time, I tell them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I am not like some that will try to contextualize the truth. Instead, I tell you what the Bible actually says. Now, does anybody have a question about Christianity or the Bible? Today, I came here today with the express purpose to talk about pride. And yet, agent of Satan has shown up today to undermine the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, ironically in the name of Christ. Now this is remarkable. Wally, you rolling over here? Because, see, here's the thing. When you tell people the truth, you get no hugs. When you tell people what they want to hear, they will give you a hug every day of the week. Oh. What? No, ma'am, I don't take hugs like you. I'm illustrating a point, ma'am. That when you preach a gospel that people want to hear, like Jesus loves you, Jesus loves you, Jesus loves you, I wonder if he would read the Bible to you. I wonder if he has that much integrity. Would he read the Bible to you where it says in Psalm 5, God hates everyone who commits iniquity? Would he? No, I didn't say that. The Bible did. Psalm chapter 5, the psalmist. Okay, so it's you against the Bible? Good luck on Judgment Day. See, that's exactly what happens. You can ask me a question. Absolutely. I bring a microphone.